This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Thousands of flights across the U.S. were canceled or delayed Wednesday after a system that offers safety information to pilots failed, and the government launched an investigation into the breakdown, which grounded some planes for hours. The Federal Aviation Administration say preliminary indications trace the outage to a damaged database file. The agency said it would take steps to avoid another similar disruption. The breakdown showed how much American air travel depends on the computer system that generates alerts called NOTAMs, or Notice to Air Missions. Before a plane takes off, pilot and airline dispatchers must review the notices, which include details about bad weather, runway closures, or other temporary factors that could affect the flight. The system was once telephone-based but moved online years ago. The White House insists President Biden takes classified documents and information seriously.
During a press briefing on Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden was surprised to learn any records had been found there, and he doesn't know what's in them.
He doesn't know what is in them, so there's no way for me to talk about the documents if he has said he doesn't know what's in them.
Jean-Pierre also said the president's lawyers did the right thing by immediately turning over classified materials found at an office formerly used by Biden. She said the White House is fully cooperating with the Department of Justice's review. Jean-Pierre released few details of the circumstances surrounding the matter and did not answer why the administration failed to publicly disclose the materials. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The U.S. inflation report for December being released Thursday morning could provide another welcome sign of the worst bout of spiking prices in four decades is slowly weakening, or it could suggest that inflation remains persistent enough to require tougher action by the Federal Reserve. Most economists foresee the more optimistic scenario. They think December marked another month in which inflation, though still uncomfortably high, continued to cool. Pro Bowl, more like a playground competition as the NFL tries to make the game more exciting for the fans. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is finally home. 9 days after he stunned and saddened his teammates by going into cardiac arrest and being resuscitated on the field in Cincinnati and placed the NFL on hold, Hamlin was released from the Buffalo hospital on Wednesday. This marks the next major step in what doctors have called Hamlin's remarkable recovery, which came 2 days after he was deemed healthy enough to be transferred from the University of Cincinnati's Medical Center to the Buffalo General Medical Center. 24-year-old Hamlin will continue his rehabilitation with the Bills. Reaction to the death of Jeff Beck, rock innovator and guitar virtuoso who died Wednesday. Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page saying on Instagram, "The six-stringed warrior is no longer here for us to admire the spell he would weave around our mortal emotions. His technique unique, his imaginations apparently limitless. Jeff, I will miss you, along with all the other millions of fans." From Mick Jagger via Twitter, "With the death of Jeff Beck, we have lost a wonderful man and one of the greatest guitar players in the world. We all miss him so much." And Rod Stewart saying this, "Jeff Beck was on another planet. He took me and Ronnie Wood to the USA in the late 60s in his band, the Jeff Beck Group, and we haven't looked back since. He is one of the few guitarists that when playing live would actually listen to me sing and respond." State and local Republican leaders in New York on Wednesday called for immediate resignation of their new GOP Congressman George Santos, who is facing multiple investigations by prosecutors over his personal and campaign finances and lies about his resume and family heritage. I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.